My friends, what is up? Welcome to a thirsty Thursday. I don't know. I need to come up with some good alliteration for Thursday, but thirsty is the only one I can think of. So I hope you have some water on hand. This is Elliot Lane, host of Cannabis Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in a little bit later than normal today, but just gives us more time to grab some more news. That being said, it's a light morning, folks. So as always, throughout the day, Benzinga.com/cannabis, Javier Jase, Maureen Meehan, and their team of awesome writers have your updates there all day, every day, 40 plus articles a day. Subscribe to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily newsletter. You get all those updates every day around 11:30, 12. Awesome newsletter that our friend Ozla has made. And then bzcannabis.com, come see us at the event. Done with the plugs, so let's dive in. Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson are back at it again, saying pot psychosis and the effects of THC have to be considered when talking about these mass shootings and shooters. A lot of focus going on the upbringing of these shooters, as you can definitely argue. No argument there from me. But taking pot psychosis into account is just a pure lack of education and a lack of awareness as to the effects of cannabis. And I think most consumers would agree. So hopefully the pharma company that is loading these pockets stops shortly. Maybe just acquires some cannabis companies. You know, that'd be news for us to talk about here. Washington, D.C.'s mayor signs a bill to allow medical marijuana patients to self-certify and access dispensaries without doctor recommendation. This goes against a federal precedent in D.C., does not care. So props to them. Nebraska activists have collected enough raw signatures to put a couple of medical marijuana initiatives on the November ballot. They are seeking 5,000 more signatures per marijuana moment. And then another one here, Oklahoma activists turn in signatures for adult use on the November ballot. So we are looking for the voters to decide on marijuana in multiple states. Speaking of political realms and cannabis, six Democratic senators sign a letter putting President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the HHS Secretary Javier Becerra, I apologize, that's probably wrong, but they put them on heavy notice, saying they are disappointed in the administration's stance on marijuana. These senators include Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, Ron Wyden, Markey, and Gillibrand. A previous letter that from these senators took 6 months to receive a half-page response from the attorney general. That is far too long and does not show that they prioritize cannabis, which is very unfortunate. Part of the letter laid out how the DOJ does not need to wait on the HHS to lower the scheduling of cannabis. Merrick Garland can take action, but is not doing so nor prioritizing it. The Green Organic Dutchman, TGODF, on the OTC launches new products for the summer. It's already July, but do you? High Tide, NASDAQ-listed HITI, acquiring 9 operating cannabis stores, brick and mortars, from CHOOM, OTC-listed CHOOF. So that takes High Tide, I think, into the 130s in Canada-based dispensaries. So they are continuing to push forward very strongly. Schwaz, a regional operator in Colorado and New Mexico, SHWZ on the OTC, rebrands and remodels their Starbuds dispensary in Aurora, Colorado, and launches new products in tandem with it. They are very excited about this. They feel this is going to be close to a flagship location for the company. So we'll see how this affects their bottom line. Give it a good solid 12-month run rate, though. So ideally, this is just gravy for that company. Avicanna, ABCNF on the OTC, completes their first export of dermacosmetics brand Pura HW to the European Union. Europe portfolio launch for Avicanna is planned for Germany, Austria, and Switzerland this quarter, the third quarter of 2022. Two cannabis stores in Skamania County, Washington, were robbed in a single night by gunmen. A single night by gunmen. Cannabis advocates, again, calling for banking to be federally legal for these businesses so that they have less cash on hand and they are not targeted as much. Leafly now projects a legalized cannabis workforce in the U.S. at full maturity to be between 1.5 and 1.75 million workers. So that is absolutely massive. This is utilized in a 401k and a benefits discussion, this type of data. And the fact that it could be that big without benefits is worrisome. Last but not least, Akerna puts out some data on the 4th of July holiday weekend. The U.S. brought in $255.5 million of sales in legal marijuana, a 19.1% increase year over year. That being said, thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Much appreciate it. Kept it a little shorter today. We'll see you again one more time tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.